From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, a conversation with Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm about the challenges her state faces if the auto companies don't get the money they say they need.
But first, all three American car companies have put forth their plans to restructure. They hope that will convince lawmakers in Washington to approve a $34 billion bailout, and that's $9 million more than they wanted 2 weeks ago. GM is in the worst trouble. The automaker is asking for $18 billion in federal money. GM's plan includes a commitment to alternative energy vehicles, spotlighting their electric vehicle, the Chevy Volt. Joining me now to talk about the plan is GM Vice President of Research and Development, Larry Burns. Welcome to the program.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Well, first, run down the GM plan for us.
Well, we're in a situation right now where we need $4 billion by the end of this month in order to keep operating. By keeping operating, we're going to sustain a lot of jobs and, very importantly, transition to the new kinds of jobs that will be supporting the green economy going forward.
So 2 weeks ago in Washington, GM chiefs were saying, well, we could last a few more months. Now you're saying you could be out of business by the end of this month.
Yeah, by the end of December, if we don't get $4 billion, we'll not be able to meet our obligations, and certainly that could trigger a collapse in the industry. And we're really working on technology that we believe can truly solve the energy and environmental challenges that we see. We think that technology needs to be U.S.-based. We need a supply base for that technology, and we need to keep moving forward. We certainly don't want to be dependent on foreign nations for that technology.
We'll talk a little bit about that technology. You're talking, I assume, about the electric car, about hybrids, about different alternative energy platforms. However, these could take years to develop because, as many people, many critics have said, GM was slow to get behind this alternative energy.
Well, we have the Chevrolet Volt coming out in the year 2010. We're very committed to biofuels, especially non-food source biofuels. We'll have half of our production volume capable of using that source of energy. Right now, we have 3 million of those vehicles on the road, and we have 100 hydrogen fuel cell vehicles on test right now with real customers. So, yes, this technology will play out over time, but you have to start somewhere. I really think we're starting to approach the tipping point with the kind of solutions that the nation needs.
Well, a lot of people are wondering why you didn't start earlier. Why are you starting now when you're about to run out of money?
We started much earlier than this. We had the EV1 out in the early to middle 90s. It was the world's most efficient production car.
Right, and that car was killed by GM.
But that technology is the same technology that goes into our hybrids. We have 6 hybrid vehicles on the road right now. We'll be growing that to 15, so not sure we're starting just right now. We need to develop a lot of knowledge to do what we're doing, and that knowledge has been developed over the last 15 years.
Not so long ago, GM was the leading automaker in the world. It was the symbol of American ingenuity, of industrial might. Now it's maybe going to run out of cash by the end of the month and is seeking a bailout in Washington. How difficult is this for you personally to watch this company in such decline?
Well, it's certainly a very troubling circumstance. I've worked for the company since the early 70s, and we have some extraordinary people with extraordinary capabilities. And, yes, we've made some mistakes. There's no question about that. We agreed to labor agreements that have proven to be uncompetitive in this global economy.
But that seems like you're laying the blame at the foot of the union there.
No, those were decisions that were made between the union and management, so I'm not doing that at all. Certainly our quality wasn't where it needed to be in the 70s and 80s. We alienated a lot of customers. Right now our quality is at industry standards. Obviously, we needed to do a better job of strengthening our car brands, which we're working very hard on. So we've recognized that, and we have restructured the business considerably. 22 of the next 24 products will be cars and crossovers.
Well, Mr. Burns, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you very much.
That's Larry Burns. He's GM's Vice President of Research and Development.